Word of God, and it's all true. Every bit of the creation, the corruption, the condemnation, and the confusion. It was all true. All 11 chapters. Then we looked at the second book of Genesis, chapter 12 through 36, and we found out that that's all true. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. And it's all true, the second book of Genesis. And now we're in the third book of Genesis, starting in chapter 37. And we see that Joseph is almost a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're studying about Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. But then also right before that, we were studying the brothers, and we learned that they're almost a perfect picture of Rick, of us, because they're deadbeats and murderers and cutthroats and liars and deceivers and tricksters. And so we got a picture of ourselves there in them. And now we've moved up to chapter 40, verse 9, and we're on Joseph the seer. Well, what in the world's a seer, Brother Rick? I'm so glad you asked. How about 1 Samuel 9:9? 1 Samuel 9:9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, "Come and let us go to the seer." For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. So we got Joseph the seer, Joseph the prophet, if you will. He's going to move from rags to riches. Let's look at that in Romans 5. And that's what happened to me. Moved from rags to riches. It hadn't quite happened yet, but it's going to be in this chapter. Not Romans, but in Genesis 40, he's going to move from rags to riches. Romans 5, 3 through 5. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also." See, Joseph just got thrown in the slammer. He's in jail, and but God's with him, and the Bible said he's prosperous. He has nothing, he owns nothing, but the Bible said he's prosperous. And I need to think about that through my tribulations. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." So that's why these things are happening to me. So I'll end up with some patience and some hope and learn something. He has the posture of a prophet, and his passion to serve is the right passion for the ministry, for the prison ministry, if you will, like Rick and Tim. Even though his own dreams have not been fulfilled. If you remember in 37, Joseph had some dreams, and they haven't come to pass yet. He's still waiting on them. Even though he's had unjust treatment, been lied on, and a lowly service, still he's serving the butler and the baker in chapter 40. Ask him, "How are you doing today? How come you're sad? How could I cheer you up? What could I do?" And then his patience to serve is right for the palace when he gets to the palace here pretty soon. Okay, verse 9, we see the cupbearer's dream, starting in verse 9. "And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, 'In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said to him, This is the interpretation. The three branches are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner, when thou wast his butler. Then verse 14, he gives him an admonition here, encourages him. He says, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me. You know, that's what the Lord's interested in, if Brother Rick would make mention of him. He said, make mention unto me and to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Let's look at it in 1 Corinthians 11. Verse 23. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me is what Joseph told the butler. And after this manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The Lord must tell us to remember so many times because I forget. Must be why. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye shall show the Lord's death till he come. He said, Joseph said, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. We're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. Then the baker, he said, well, that went good. I'll go ahead and tell him my dream. Verse 15 here. For indeed, or Joseph finishes up here. I love the way he says this. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. He didn't say my brothers lied on me. He didn't say my brothers sold me. He didn't blame and accuse someone else. He just said I was stolen away. And here also have I done nothing that should put me into the dungeon. He didn't say it was Potiphar's wife that lied on me. He didn't go complaining, blaming, accusing somebody else. He just said I was stolen away.
Right.
And when the chief butler saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket, there was of all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee. He'll take your head off and shall hang thee on a tree. You're going to get hanged. And the birds shall eat the flesh off of thee. It didn't go quite as well with this guy, but Joseph had to tell the truth. He's a revealer of secrets. He's a seer.
Right.
He's a prophet. The Lord gave him the ability to tell the future. And he had to tell every word. He had to tell the good and the bad. Let's look at it in 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Before the good news is good news, we must know the bad news. And Joseph's giving him the truth. Matthew 24:34-35. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Let's go back to 20. Genesis 40:20. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand, and he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. The Lord said it, and it's going to come to pass. When he said it, it's a done deal. When God says it, God's word is a sure thing. You can count on it. You can depend on it. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but he forgot him. Oh, there's another picture of Brother Rick again. You know, Joseph, and the New Testament Joseph and Mary, they forgot him. Sometimes I leave my room and I forget him. Sometimes I do. The butler forgot him. He did not think on him. He did not talk about him. He forgot him. Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world. That's my problem. Too many times I'm thinking about the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And lay aside that sin that doth so easily beset us, and it's remembering Him. It's believing Him and trusting Him is what trips me up so many times. Then chapter 41. I need him. It's Joseph or perish is what it is. Chapter 41, it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. Joseph's still in prison. It's 365 days times 2. That's 730 days Joseph would have to get discouraged. The butler forgot him. He forgot him in prison for 2 whole years. That Pharaoh dreamed a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine. A kine is a cow. It's a fat cow, fat flesh. And they fed in the meadow, 7 cows. And behold, 7 other cows, kine, came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke. This is the first dream. 7 fat cows eat up 7 skinny cows. Then here's another dream, verse 5. And he slept and dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. It came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told him his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. So here the corn, the 7 skinny ears of corn, eat up the 7 fat ears of corn. Then verse 8. Verse 8, he said, there's none to interpret. The wise men were helpless. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the capital S, Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Remember that? Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So here's the wise men. They fail. And then here's the remembrance, starting in verse 9. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, put them in ward, and the captain of the guard. I'm sorry, verse 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he, and we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of the dreams. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted it to us, so it was. We're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. When Jesus says something, so it was. Me, he restored into my office, and him, he hanged. That's the deal. And then Pharaoh. Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in to Pharaoh. He gets delivered. Have you been delivered?
Yeah.
Joseph's dreams are getting ready to come true here. 15. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I've dreamed a dream, and there's none that can interpret it. And I've heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. I'd have said, yeah, I can do it, Pharaoh. Toss it out here. What is it? What is it? No. Joseph's getting a new life, a resurrection. He's getting raised up. Now, the brothers have rejected him. Now he's going to the Gentiles. We're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. And he gives God the glory. He says, I can do nothing. I think I read that somewhere, that I can do nothing. He said, it's not in me. God will give it to Pharaoh. And God gets the glory. Deuteronomy 18. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are abominations unto the Lord, because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Verse 21. Deuteronomy 18. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. I think the converse to that is, I better fear the real prophet. I better fear the real word of God. I better fear the real Lord, knowing that that's true, and it's going to come to pass. Exodus 22:18. Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. 1 Corinthians 5. The witches say, I read this in a newspaper where they're interviewing a witch in the Roanoke Times, and they said they could go with anybody, any Bible, except the King James. I think right there's why that's not in the others. 1 Corinthians 5. Starting verse 9. I wrote unto you in the epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or of the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, For then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I've written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother, or a fornicator, or covetous, or idolater, or railer, or drunkard, or extortioner, with such a one know not to eat. We don't have to worry about that when you're hanging out with Joseph. Joseph prophesied true, told it true every time. Same way with the Lord. Chapter 10, 1 Corinthians 10:14. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Then the last verse here, 1 Kings 8:56. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord, the big Lord, the capital Lord, that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Same way with Joseph, his servant. Same way with Jesus, his servant. There hath not failed one word, and there's not going to be. Now, God must receive the glory. God's doing it all, is what Joseph's telling Pharaoh. And be careful that God gets the glory. Now, here's the rendering of it. We're in Genesis 41, and we're in, I think, 17 now. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank, and there came up out of the river seven kine, fat flesh, well favored, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up after them, poor and ill favored, and lean flesh, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kind did eat up the first seven fat kind. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them up, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke and I saw in my dream, behold, 7 ears came up on one stalk, full and good. And behold, 7 ears withered, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 ears devoured the 7 good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it unto me. Now here's the revelation. God gives Joseph a revelation here, really through Pharaoh, verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. The 7 good kine are 7 years, and 7 ears are 7 years, and the dream is one. The 7 thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years, and 7 empty years blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which the Lord hath spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showed Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. This is the revelation that God gave Pharaoh. I want to go ahead and say, number one, it's grace. It's grace. God didn't have to tell Pharaoh that. He could have just let them all starve to death 7 years. It'd be 8 years. They're going to have 7 years of plenty, and the next year they'd have died. God didn't have to tell them that. It's grace. It's grace. I'll go ahead and tell you, Pharaoh and his court did not deserve a revelation. They're wicked idolaters. They don't believe the Lord. They don't know the Lord. They did not deserve a revelation. I'll go ahead and tell you, I didn't either. Somebody brought it by one day. The Lord gave it to me one day. It's actually very important that Pharaoh get the revelation. It's a matter of life and death. That's the same way it was with me. I'd be in hell right now if they hadn't come by and showed me the revelation. The revelation. Mark 8:36. I'm thankful for the revelation.
Yes, sir.
For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's where I was when they brought the important revelation by to me. That's where I was. That's not all. It's clear. It's two dreams. It was clear. It was the ears of corn and the cows. It was very clear. Once Joseph showed it to him, once Joseph revealed it to him, everybody understood. Everybody understood. And it was certain. It was doubled. This is very clear. And it's been doubled to me, doubled over and doubled again. Acts 1:3. To whom also he showed himself alive. Have you seen the Lord?
Yeah.
After his passions by many infallible proofs. I want to go ahead and tell you the Bible's true.
Yeah.
Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Infallible. I'll just go ahead and say infallible. Let's look back in Genesis 41:54. Jumping ahead just a little bit. Getting ahead. And the 7 years of dearth began to come according as Joseph had said. We go ahead and say we're studying Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus. When Jesus says it, it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Same way with Joseph. Then, not only that, but the dream was comforting. It was a comfort to know. It said, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. After he got the revelation, he knew what to do. He knew what was coming. And he had peace. 41:55. Let me just finish 54 up there. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. There's some comfort. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried unto Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What he saith unto you, do it. Do it. It was comforting. It was a comforting dream. It was comfort when they came by my house and said, looky here, here's the gospel. Here's the revelation. Trust in the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Let's try it in Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The revelation will bring peace. Bring peace when you get it in your heart. That's not all. It was timely. It was right on time. The song says, here comes Jesus, right on time. Verse 32 says, and for this the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Pharaoh needed to know about the revelation that it's time to start saving corn. He needed to know that. Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Also notice that only the ungodly can get in. That's the ones he died for, is the ungodly. And I'll go ahead and tell you, Jesus came by right on time. I was going down for the third time and I got delivered. That's what happened. This dream also, it wasn't just timely. It wasn't just right on time, but it was urgent. You know, I cut my finger. I may need to go get it took care of, but I cut the aorta or artery. It's urgent. I need to get there right now. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Both are important, but one's urgent. It was urgent that Pharaoh got the revelation. The whole country needed it. He said shortly, 2 Corinthians 6:2. shortly. Time's about up. I think we heard that today. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The dream was important right now. It was urgent. One thief got in at death's door, so none would dismay. But only one, so none would delay. It's urgent. It's urgent that we obey the revelation. Not only that, it was universal. The dream helped the whole known world. It helped whosoever will. It helped the citizens, and it helped the foreigners. It helped Jacob's family, and it helped the Pharaoh's family. It helped the large, and it helped the small. It helped the Democrats, and it helped the Republicans. It helped the farmers, and it helped the businessmen. It helped the idolaters, and it helped the Canaanites. It helped everybody. The revelation helps everybody. The dream helped everybody. Let's check that out in Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It's just about time. How about 28:19? We just heard this Wednesday night. 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You get that in all four Gospels and in Acts. And this dream helped the rich and the poor. Let's look at it in Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. The message predicted doom. You're going to die. But it also provided deliverance. Had a plan that will save the corn. All we need to do is get the convicted to Calvary. Tell Pharaoh about the famine. Tell sinners about the solution. And then back to chapter 41:33. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man. I'm glad we got a man. I'm glad we got a man president instead of a woman. Now, that was one. Let's try it again. I'm glad we got a man as president instead of a woman. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. He didn't get a committee. He got a man. He got a man. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt into the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of these good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, that that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not throughout the famine. The seer foretold doom, but he also, the seer, provided deliverance. He came in with a plan for salvation, really to save the whole known world. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the revelation that is just in time. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.